later, when you least expect it, there comes a point of no return, a dead end from which there seems no escape, a moment in time, a moment of crisis.
You won't let on I told you, officer.
No, ma'am.
No, because I don't want the reputation of a busybody.
Don't worry.
Thanks for your help, Mrs. Bleeker.
Oh, dear. I hope he didn't see you come out of my house. I sometimes get the feeling that he's watching me. You know.
Well, we're going right over there now.
What should I do?
Just whatever you'd normally do on a Monday morning, Mrs. Bleeker.
Oh, dear, a body can't do anything normal when she's living right next door to a murderer.
Well, we haven't established that, ma'am.
Let's get on with it, Galladera.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks again, Mrs. Bleeker.
Oh, I just hope I've done the right thing. Goodbye. Goodbye, both of you.
Sure keeps his place nice, don't he?
Yeah.
Geez, look at those snapdragons and hollyhocks. Man, I wish I could get mine a looking that good.
Well, I guess the guy's retired. Probably has lots of time to putter around his garden. Okay, let's roust him.
Ooh, hanging baskets of fuchsias. He's really got this old place fixed up nice.
Good morning.
Mr. Bissell? Mr. Harold Bissell?
Yes, Harold Bissell. That's me.
We're police officers, Mr. Bissell. This is Sergeant Galladera. I'm Lieutenant Stuckey. Wonder if we could come in and talk with you for a minute.
Oh, sure. Come right in. I was just finishing sweeping up. Sit down.
You live here alone, Mr. Bissell?
No, I'm a married man.
Is your wife here?
Eunice? No, she's taking a trip.
Whereabouts is she, Mr. Bissell?
Oh, let's see now. Today's the 10th. She'd be somewhere in Florida now, I expect. Eunice, she has relatives all over the lot. Florida, Kentucky, Nebraska, out on the coast.
Oh, she's away on a vacation?
That's right.
Well, how come you didn't go with her?
Who'd take care of my garden? Water the plants. You can't hire anybody to do the kind of work you want done these days, you know? Besides, I'm not close to any of Eunice's people.
Mr. Bissell, would you by any chance have a letter or postcard from her that we could see?
Well, I'm afraid Eunice isn't much of a writer.
Well, how about places she'd be staying?
Say, why are you fellas so interested in Eunice? Something wrong?
We hope not.
You get along with her okay, Mr. Bissell?
Get along? With Eunice? We fight like a couple of tigers, Eunice and I do. And I... Ah, that's why you were over next door to Mrs. Bleeker's. She suspects I've gone and murdered my wife. Is that it?
Well, where is Mrs. Eunice Bissell? Is she gadding about visiting out-of-state relatives, as her husband says? Or is Harold Bissell something more sinister than just a gardener? On the 60-foot lot surrounding his brown shingled bungalow, has he planted something besides hollyhocks and snapdragons? In the next few minutes, you may pass your own judgment upon Harold Bissell, his suspicious neighbors with their dark thoughts. And yes, even upon Eunice, the missing wife, as Crisis takes pride in featuring Douglas Young, Ray Court, John Amendola, Pat French, and Lee Posh in tonight's tale of suspense. We call it Corpus Delicti. We begin Act One in just a minute.
Find something?
Nah. Say, you two fellas look just about done up. Look what I've got.
Huh? What's that?
Drink it.
Well, what is it?
I brewed it myself. Herb tea.
You would have a beer around.
Galladera, that's very nice of you, Mr. Bissell, but no thanks.
You know, I'd be willing to bet, if I were a betting man, which I'm not, that there isn't another house in this whole town where you could get a cup of home-brewed herb tea. That's one of the glories of retirement, gentlemen. You can devote yourself to the culturing of nature's bounty. Why, you know, I haven't seen the inside of a doctor's office in 10 years. If I could just...
Look, Mr. Bissell, we've checked the closets and the garage. We still have the cellar and in the backyard to do. You sure you don't want a search warrant?
Yes, yes, I'm sure. Go right ahead all you want to.
But what the lieutenant means is, you don't legally have to let us search your premises without a warrant.
I know, but what's the difference if you go down to the courthouse and come back with a piece of paper that says you can search the house, or if I just tell you, you can search the house? It's all the same in the end. Right?
Yeah, right.
But do try the herb tea. Don't let it get cold. Oh, that's right. I'm under suspicion of being a murderer. Well, I don't blame you for hesitating to accept it. For all you know, that's the very way I murdered Eunice.
You see, that's it. There you go. You have a funny way of talking about your wife, Mr. Bissell. I mean, the ordinary guy, we'd say we're checking him out for the possibility he murdered his wife, he'd be madder than the devil at us. Want to throw us out of the house. But you make jokes about it.
Throw you off the scent.
Come on, be serious, Mr. Bissell.
How can I be serious about such a ludicrous thing? The wonder is that you two can't see the humor in it yourselves. Or can't the police ever laugh at themselves?
Listen, I'm going to tell you a thing or two, Bissell. We didn't just stop in here out of the clear blue sky, you know. We have statements from five people who know you and your wife.
People who testify that Eunice and I sometimes get into awful arguments. People who remember we had one of our fights only last month, just before Eunice disappeared.
We have a little more than that, Mr. Bissell.
Oh, of course, there's the material I bought at a builder's center right after that. Someone must have told you about the lime and the pickaxe and the cement.
No, as a matter of fact, we didn't know about that at all. Why don't you tell us?
I'll do better than that. Come on down to the cellar. I'll show you.
What did you do here, Bissell?
What do you think?
Well, you poured new cement floor in this little room off the cellar. We can see that. Why?
Beneath this old coal bin, which is where we're standing, there evidently was a septic tank. Years and years ago, before they put the sewers in, we began getting some odors through cracks in the cellar floor. I needed a pick to break the floor up and get to the cause. I poured the lime in to try to correct the problem, and I used 8 sacks of concrete mix to repair the floor. Satisfied, gentlemen?
No, I don't buy it.
Why not?
That's just like everything else about you, Mr. Bissell. It's too pat, too glib. Galladay, take the car and go downtown, get an order for us, take up the floor in the coal bin, and bring some old clothes back with you. Flashlights, the works.
Gotcha.
Unless Mr. Bissell would like to save us the effort of finding what we're going to find.
Oh, no, no, no. I wouldn't deprive you of the exercise for anything. Dig away, by all means, gentlemen. Dig away.
I wanted to be a cop. I got a cousin in Cleveland who's a ditch digger, and he makes more than I do.
We could have used him.
Oh, my God. 10 lousy hours we spent in that guy's house. Moving furniture, pouring through closets, junk in his garage. Then that septic tank.
All in the day's work. Here's the car. What's that?
Hey, look. It's the old dame from next door.
Mrs. Bleeker? Is that you?
Yes. Is the coast clear?
What's that supposed to mean?
Is the coast clear?
Mrs. Bleeker, you better not squat down in front of the car like that. You could get run over.
Oh. Well, I had to see you to find out. He's been over there all day long. Did you grill him? Did he confess?
Look, Mrs. Bleeker, let us take care of police procedure, okay?
But you haven't taken him away.
No, and we aren't going to.
Do you mean you expect me to spend the night in my home waiting to be murdered in my bed?
Now, calm down, Mrs. Bleeker. Listen, I'll let you in on something if you keep it to yourself.
I won't breathe it to a soul.
Well, we've been through the Bissell house from top to bottom, and there's no evidence of foul play. His wife's clothes are gone, her luggage is gone.
He could have disposed of that the same way he disposed of her.
We even dug up the floor of his cellar where he poured some new concrete. And you know what we found? We dug a big hole in the ground, and we found nothing.
Dug a hole? Dug a hole? Oh, my goodness, that reminds me. Of course, Lieutenant, the very morning after that terrible argument they had, their final argument, Mr. Bissell was out behind the hedges in his backyard all morning long, digging. I couldn't see a thing because of those hedges, of course, but I could hear him dig, dig, dig.
How do you feel now, Mr. Galladera?
I'm never going to stand straight again.
Oh, I'm so sorry. That ground is terribly hard and rocky out by the back there.
Well, we spaded it all up for you.
I know, and I'm grateful. But I did tell you there was nothing to find under that old tree, and you wouldn't believe me.
What were you digging up around there for?
Well, Eunice has always wanted me to put in a decorative fish pond under the willow.
And that's why you were digging, the morning after your last fight with her?
A peace offering, gentlemen. Surely you've done the same thing. Felt remorseful after an argument and bought your wife some flowers or a box of candy. I started digging a pond, but I had to give it up. The ground was too rocky.
Well, you got a head start now.
Yes, thanks to you both. Oh, more herb tea?
Just a touch.
Lieutenant Stuckey?
No more for me.
Well, you know, although it vindicates me, I'm terribly sorry for all the work you've gone to. You really should have listened to me.
Yeah, I'll admit that's the way it looks.
You know, we've lived on this street for 21 years, Eunice and I. Never made friend one. I expect that's what's at the root of it.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Why, my neighbors are so willing to convict me. You see, as their children grew, I'd have to shoo them out of my flower beds. Well, that made me unpopular. I'd complain when their pet dogs used my garden as a comfort station. That made me unsociable. And they were aware that Eunice and I had our disagreements. That made me an ogre. Never mind the fact that every husband and wife argue from time to time. I was a convenient target for their hatreds. Then when Eunice elected to go off on her journey without posting a public notice about it, why, suddenly I'd killed her. You follow me, Mr. Stuckey? Lieutenant?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on, Galadera. Time to go home.
Well, I take it then that I'm no longer under suspicion?
That's right. You're free as a bird.
And you're quite satisfied that there are no bodies in my cellar or my garden?
Believe me, if there had been, we'd have dug them up.
Well, it's certainly been a very interesting day.
Oh, by the way, before I forget it, You can file a claim in the city to get your cellar floor repaired. I'll drop some forms off to you.
No hurry.
Do me a favor. If you hear from your wife, you know, if she writes or phones, let us know, will you?
You have my word on it.
Yeah, okay. So long, Mr. Bissell. Sorry about
that. Good night, gentlemen. Get some sleep now.
Hello, Carol.
Eunice, you scared me to death.
Surprised to see me?
Yes.
I had my key. I let myself in.
You could have let me know you were planning to come back. You have no idea what I've been through, Eunice.
What you've been through? You want to hear what I've been through? 16 hours on a bus? Cold chicken sandwiches? Did you leave any breakfast?
No. I'll make you whatever you want.
I don't suppose you have a drink around the house.
You know I haven't. Did you go to Florida?
I went to a lot of places, Harold.
Been to your brother's?
No, I didn't see any of the relatives. I just, let's not talk about it.
Go on.
No, it's the difference in our ages. You just don't understand that a younger woman just, gets tired of being around the house all the time. Oh, it's fine for you. You have your flowers. But I have to live. And I did.
That's fine.
Yes. Yes, it was fine.
And while you were living, do you know what Mrs. Bleeker next door was doing? She called the police and reported that you had disappeared after one of our big arguments and that I had killed you.
Oh, you're kidding. That crazy old biddy.
Not only that, Eunice, the police were here all day and all night last night looking for your body. Strange, I didn't find it quite so funny. But come on, there are a couple things I want you to do.
Now, wait a minute, Harold. Just let me sit
you
for a minute.
You can sit later. We're going next door.
Mrs. Bleeker?
Yes, come on.
Oh, what am I going to say to her? I'll spit in her eye.
Now, you just let me do the talking for once, will you, please?
You taking me over there to prove I'm alive?
Yes, yes, something like that. All right, now, come on. Here we are.
I feel ridiculous.
Well, how do you think I feel? Under suspicion of murder all day long. Come on, Mrs. Bleeker. I know you're in there, and you're peeking through those lace curtains.
Oh, Mr. Bissell.
Yes. And you know who this is with me, Mrs. Bleeker?
Yes, it's Eunice. How nice to see you, Eunice.
I was just telling Eunice how you had reported that I had killed her, Mrs. Bleeker. Now, that was hardly a neighborly thing to do, was it?
What? Why, I don't know what you're talking about.
Thank you, Mrs. Bleeker, for your public-spirited moral conscience. Come along, Eunice.
Carol, stop hugging me. I can hardly walk.
Oh, I'm just so glad to have you back home, Eunice, that's all. Now, let's go back in the house, and I want you to take care of that other little matter for me, if you will. Now, this won't take but a second, Eunice, but it'll make a lot of difference to me. Now, here, I want you to sit down and take your shoes off.
What's got into you, Harold? Can't you take your time?
Look, just introduce yourself to Lieutenant Stuckey when I get him on the line.
Stuckey?
That's right. Hello? Police? Lieutenant Stuckey, please. Thank you. He specifically requested to talk to you, Eunice, when you got back, so I would... Hello, Lieutenant. Harold Bissell. Yeah, I have someone here who wants to say hello. Here.
Hello? Lieutenant Stuckey? Oh, Stuckey. This is Eunice Bissell. Yes, Harold started telling me about it. Oh, no problem, Lieutenant. I think it was kind of funny, really. Yes, I hope I can meet you sometime, too. Yes, all right, goodbye.
Oh, you have no idea how relieved that makes me, Eunice. By the way, have you seen the cellar? What those two boobs did to it?
Harold, I don't need to see the cellar right now.
No, come on down. You will be astonished.
Oh, all right. I can't understand why you won't just let me rest for a while.
I will in a minute. I just want you to see what they did down here.
What brought them into our cellar, for heaven's sakes?
Oh, maybe the fact that I admitted I'd bought a pickaxe and some lime and some concrete mix. You see, Eunice, they added it up and figured I had murdered you and buried your body under the floor of the coal bin.
Well, they sure did make a mess of it, didn't they? Hole right through the cement floor and everything. And a pit in the earth under that. Well, why did you tell him you'd bought all those things, the pick and the lime?
Because I did buy them.
Well, what did you need them for?
To dig up the cellar floor and then cover it again.
That doesn't make any sense.
It does if you want him to check a hiding place for a body and find no body.
You're just not making sense, Harold.
You're so stupid, Eunice. They won't look here a second time, will they?
Look a second time?
For your body.
Harold, put that thing down.
Oh, I won't use the sharp end, Eunice. Blood is so hard to explain. Just the blunt end.
Harold, put that thing down.
Oh, I won't use the sharp end, Eunice. Blood is so hard to explain. Just the blunt end. Nice, Eunice. Very nice. Right down into the hole under the floor. Oh, just perfect. Oh, what's that? Somebody at the front door. All the times in the world. I gotta get rid of them fast. And then I gotta cover over the floor. Yes?
Hi, Mr. Bissell. Said the lieutenant radioed me the good news. I'd like to meet your wife. And then I thought I'd just kind of help you get that cellar floor fixed up.
The floor? Well, you don't need to bother about it now. I mean, we have lots of time.
Well, listen, I'm here. So why don't we tackle it right now? No time like the present, right?
Thank you.
Crisis has presented Douglas Young as Harold Bissell, Ray Court as Lieutenant Stuckey, John Amendola as Sergeant Galladera, Lee Posh as Mrs. Bleeker, and Pat French as Eunice Bissell. In Corpus Delicti.